Welcome to Hypnagogue Podcast 496. I'm your host, John Shanahan. This time around, I actually put together the entire show before I started doing this opening bit, so I really hope that I'm not going to run into... it's starting. Shh, quiet. Thank you.
Thank you. Πάρα πολύ καλά, καλά, πάρα πολύ καλά. Καλά, πολύ καλά, πάρα πολύ καλά. Πάρα πολύ καλά, καλά, πάρα πολύ καλά. Καλά.
divisions, our names and our fates coded, and in unknown languages inscribed in the book from the sky.
Thank you.
Well, now that we've reached the end of Hypnagogue Podcast 496, I won't be interrupted by any more music. And you were not interrupted by me talking in the middle of this show yet again. It's the gift that I keep on giving. My name is John Shanahan. I am your host. Thanks for taking the time to download and listen. Hope you enjoyed this ride. We started off mostly in the library. Started off with S.H.E.L. That is from Iceland. It's Sævar Helgi Jóhannsson. The album is called Disconnect, and that was Irritant Bodies. After that, Mingo from the Once and Future World. That was, I believe, the first album I ever heard from Mingo, and it made me a fan ever since. I don't hear much from Mingo these days, in case he's listening, but I know he's still out there making music. But I reached way back into that early album for a track called Complex Reflection. Reflection? Ready? Gonna try again. Complex Refraction. You'd be proud of me that I did not go back and edit that out. After that, it was Paul Beaudoin from A Space for Remembering with the track It Might Still Be Light Out. After that, off of a compilation, I've got two of these called Moss and Melee. There's Moss and Melee 1, Old Growth, and Moss and Melee 2, I don't have the title in front of me. These are kind of sampler albums off of a label. This track comes from a Rafa Ramos Sania album that's recently released called A Broadcast of Your Silence, and the track was Sumac. I'm sure I will play something from Moss and Melee 2 at some point, and then we'll all know what the subtitle is. After that, it was May Forest. Okay, there's no way to actually pronounce the title of this track, and every track on this album is like this, and the album is just called May Forest. It's a tilde. Do you say tilde or tilde? I say tilde. Then five N dashes. Now, when you look at this on the podcast playlist, it will probably just be hyphens. Those are different than N dashes, and I know this because I'm an editor for a living, and I'm too lazy to type out N dashes or to figure out what the keystroke is on my PC. I know what it is on my Mac. Anyway, five N dashes, then another tilde. It could be anything. It could be called pizza, for all I know. But that's what the track is. After that, Blue Is Nine from Far and Wide with Gathering Leaves. Then some new stuff we jumped into. Wow, that sentence was backwards. Started off with Mind Meld with Phantom Patterns from The Connection. Mind Meld, you may already know this if you've been listening for a long time and for some reason retain things that I say. Mind Meld is actually kind of the earliest progenitor of the Hypnagogue podcast, because that was a channel that I made on mp3.com back in the early 2000s, where you could find tracks and you make your own little playlists. And yeah, I had a channel called Mind Meld. I did. Aren't you thrilled? After that, I gave you two tracks off an album that I find fascinating. It's called Echoes of Pink. This is another compilation album. And these are all ambient electronic tracks that are inspired by the music of Pink Floyd. And the first one that I wanted to play on here absolutely grabbed me the first time I heard it. And it was that guitar toward the end. That was King of Twilight with The Last Interview. And after that, it was Enigmatic Obsession, which is one of the producers from Enigma from back in the day. And their track was called Punta del Este. After that, an album that I got, I got the email, and I read the description, and it said that it was drums and analog synthesizers. Maybe it was like Eurorack stuff, like modular synthesizers. And I started listening to the first track, and I was kind of like, I don't know. I don't know if this is my thing. And then I realized I was listening to more of it, and some more of it. And I was really quite okay with it. And then I put it into a podcast. That was Jan van Angelopoulos, who you've heard here previously in collaboration with another artist. The album is called Monomania in Stereo Field. That track was Kala. After that, Gemini Tri. I'm never sure if it's Gemini Tri, Gemini Tree, T-R-I. I try, Gemini Tri. The new album is called Olma, and that track was Demar. Then it was Back to the Library for Eternal Keys with Other Galaxy off of Eternal Keys 2. The much-missed Eric Scott, formerly a bass player for Alice Cooper for many years, who kind of came into the sort of ambient realm later in life, prior to his unfortunate early passing. That album was called In the Company of Clouds. That was his fourth kind of ambient album. That track was called Seven Veils. After that, ladies and gentlemen, it was
an artist, John Forgot.
6 years have gone by since I was sent the album by several wives called Veil on Veil. And that track was called Boy Walking. And as always, my sincerest apologies to several wives for letting you sit on a shelf, wasting away for 6 years. After that, it was Radium 88 with The Age of Complicity from We Are All Dreaming. And we closed everything out with Eric Volo and The Longest Day off his release, Airborne. By now, you should be a longtime subscriber to the Hypnagogue podcast. If you are not, please go to your favorite podcast aggregator and add me at once. Should do like a thump there, like, boom, that's me kind of pounding my staff on the floor or something. Or head to hypnagoguepodcast.com, and in the right-hand side, you will see a box where you can put your email address, and you will receive new episodes in your inbox every now and then. Next one's coming in just a bit, and until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.